Luckily, when I went to Kathmandu in late 1969, already in the shop, a shop, there weren't many shops in Kathmandu, but in one of the shops, there was a little video, no, not 8mm film camera, which is this camera here, which I saw, and although it took a good chunk out of my grant to buy it, I thought I really ought to, buy it and buy some film. The film was relatively very expensive. It only lasted 3 minutes, a cartridge. There's no zoom on this, there's no sound on this. But of course, it is very handy, very small. So for about the last 3 months, I filmed what I could with this camera. And I'm now looking at this film. I have about an hour of film I took. This is some of it here. And basically, it's just reels of film. This is about 20, 30, 20 minutes of film. The problem, I'll just need to get something else. The problem was that not only was it expensive and difficult to use without sound, because I tried occasionally to tape record and then sync them, but that was really complicated. The difficulty was that when you got it home, what would you do with it? The only way to edit it, of course, and this is a very simple version of all editing with film at that time, it was to cut it with a device like this, and then using the same device to stick it little bits together. This is a way of sticking two bits of film together. And that meant your original film was broken into bits, and if you'd have made a mistake and cut it in the wrong place, that was that. But all the same, I made half a dozen films, 20-minute films or less than that, about agriculture and about religion and about social life and this sort of thing, which I showed to my family, and they all duly said, "How beautiful, Alan." I had to give a commentary over the top, but no one else saw it. I don't think I showed it to Heimendorf or anything else. What I realize now, of course, is that AI should have taken much, much more film. It was just a unique opportunity because much of that world that I saw then has gone. And secondly, that even that film now, because of modern technology, is really a whole set of, it's high quality, even 8mm. So you basically got thousands of still images, and I'm now frame grabbing, and I realize that one of the wonderful things about film is that you capture a lot that you weren't looking at the time, but later is important. So the fact that I can now examine the clothing and the amount of gold that the people are wearing, because what immediately shocks me when I look at that film is how much richer the people were when I went to the village, or the rich ones were, and how bedraggled the poor ones were. Or I can see the number of animals that they've got, although I did a census as well. So I'm putting all this film up on the web, and I'm putting a special section on 1969 film, because it shows the huge change that's occurred. And even though I took quite a lot of photographs and slides, those were really often of staged occasions or particular people. The humdrum small micro details you don't photograph, but you accidentally film. Well, I did a little bit of that, because one of the difficulties of PhD or any kind of anthropological research is that you have to do two field works. You do the field work when you're in the field, and then you have to redo the field work in your mind when you're writing it up. And it can very quickly vanish. The feelings can vanish. The facts may, but you have to reconstruct it all. And it can be quite helpful when you're writing to look at photographs that you've taken, and if you've got film, even better, to help you get into the feeling of it. I do say to people when I teach visual anthropology, or when I used to teach it, that if you are studying something like ritual, if you are studying anything that, or dance, or anything that happens fast in real time, or psychological things, as Margaret Mead did, looking at faces and expressions, then film is enormously important because you can wind it back and look at the same thing a number of times. My work wasn't, for my PhD, wasn't on that. It was on demography and economics and so on. So film wasn't really enormously helpful. But now I'm writing about the same things, economics and demography. I'm beginning to realize that the film I took later, because I took much more later, of the processes of carrying and farming, I now understand them much better watching them in the film than I did just watching them.
And more so